Australian vets are twice as likely to commit suicide. However, there is no national data to prove it. A new study from Griffith University on the Gold Coast sets out to probe this epidemic, aiming to uncover numerous thoughts and experiences of suicide from veterinarians at all levels across the country. If this story causes you or anyone you know concern, please do call Lifeline 131114. James Bale asked Dr. Alina Gadori from the Griffith University School of Applied Psychology what motivated her to begin this study.
My own why is I'm a veterinarian myself, and I've had my own struggles within the profession. I've also lost colleagues and classmates to suicide. And so something that's quite close to me and is part of the driver is to just start to protect. When I started to look into what can be done to protect fellow colleagues from suicide, there's not a lot of research within this space. And so I just thought, hey, why not do a PhD and create some really robust research? Because we've got lots of thoughts and opinions and theories, but we really do need more clarity, and we need the voice of the profession to help guide some evidence-based solutions.
When it does come to the veterinarian's risk of suicide, what factors have already been identified?
There's not a lot of research out there, and the research that does exist is quite dated or in isolation. You know, for some of the more recent data, in isolation, it doesn't really build into the whole pieces of the puzzle and why this is happening. And previous work has identified that workplace stressors are a factor, but we need to know exactly what in the workplace is, you know, happening for thoughts of suicide in our profession to arise. There has been a little bit of research done exploring, you know, moral injury, but we need to start to kind of look at the big picture and how that fits into the complexities of suicide and, you know, why thoughts of suicide are emerging and, you know, what we can be doing about it.
How many participants will it take to generate robust and legitimate statistics to support this study?
The program of the PhD research is three parts to the research. One is a cross-sectional survey or a nationwide survey, and as many registered vets from early career or new grad all the way up to retired registered vets, both clinical and non-clinical. Every voice matters. And so I need just as many participants as I can, and we'll work with the data that we do get to try and identify some of the pathways to why thoughts of suicide are emerging in our profession.
How do you hope the study will assist or educate in the industry when it comes to adapting workplace culture and practices?
Hopefully the findings will help address many different things. So hopefully reducing that stigma and really encouraging early help seeking, because that's really important for suicide prevention. Hopefully it will also start to identify and shine a light on some of the workplace stressors and the psychosocial hazards within the profession, because we keep saying we need to be addressing them, but we need to be a little bit more specific in what we're addressing. So then we can create more positive cultures, and it's going to be more evidence-informed and trauma-informed as well within our profession. And so then it creates the building blocks too, because this research, it's kind of the fundamentals and the baseline stuff that we need to start building on it. There's a lot of research gaps I'm already identifying. And so it will hopefully help start to shine a light on that so we can have targeted interventions to reduce the risk of suicide within the profession.
How would a study raise awareness about mental health in this sector to the wider community?
In many different ways. Certainly within the profession, we're all very aware that there's this heavy emotional and physical and psychological burden of being a veterinarian and what that looks like. And so within the profession, obviously, we can start to look out. We can identify early warning signs and know what to do and implement interventions to ensure that we don't lose any more of our colleagues. And then on a wider community, just create more awareness that when we think of vets, we just kind of think of pets and cats and dogs and stuff, but realizing that the role of a vet is so wide within our community. We're involved in public health and biosecurity. And so it's recognizing, you know, that there is these real challenges and ethical and moral decisions that we need to make on a kind of case-to-case basis that we're challenged with, because we go into the profession wanting to, being taught to treat and manage patient care and animal care, and sometimes, you know, depending on the scenarios and situations, provide the care that we want to be providing, and knowing that we're trying our best to show up for the right reasons. And because there's, being a vet is so complex and unique around that patient, client, or owner and veterinarian relationship, there's so many things to consider. We're all going to vet school to try and help an animal, and that's like we swore an oath, but because of the way the profession is set up, it comes with lots of different kind of factors that we need to work around and manage as well.
Dr. Alina Gadori there, speaking with James Bale.